host of the Daniel Davis Deep Dive. Good to have you with us. So I want to get your reaction to what Richard was talking about there, oil, these Israeli attacks on Iran's oil facilities and Iran then hitting others throughout the region. How big of a deal is that in the escalation of this battle?
It's a huge escalation, and it's an unnecessary one because I understand that Israel and the United States have chosen to go to war against Iran, and they want to hurt them. And so you're thinking, all right, Lindsey Graham has long, for many, many months, been asking for this to go against the Iranian oil infrastructure to give them long-term harm. But the problem is they have the ability to strike back. And so you're seeing it on the screen. Richard Engel just showed it right there about that the Iran has replied in kind. There has also been some strikes against Iranian water desalinization plant, which is vital in the Middle East. Then apparently Iran also struck back, I think in Bahrain, if I'm not mistaken. But every time you hit Iran with something, you're going to get a tit-for-tat kind of response, which is going to cause harm to our side. And listen, this it's not going to have any end anytime soon. And it's hard for me to see what the objective is. If we just want to harm Iran but harming ourselves in the process, I'm not sure where this leads that's going to accomplish the goals that President Trump has set out.
Let's talk about that Iranian school bombing. It killed more than 170 people. This was back at the start of this war. Well, a U.S. official and a person familiar with the investigation here told NBC News that preliminary findings are indicating it was likely a U.S. munition that hit the school. The sources said the U.S. is still looking into whether the strikes were the result of either bad intelligence or poor targeting. Yesterday, though, the president denied U.S. responsibility. He blamed Iran instead. But how does an investigation into something like this proceed? And what could happen if it is confirmed that the U.S. was behind it?
Well, I mean, the first thing that we would do is look at our targeting data. What did we use to pick a target? What did we attack? And there have been numerous independent assessments that this area was targeted by the United States. And so then the question is, was this an errant missile? Was it an improper targeting? Meaning, did we think that this was actually some military target and we selected it on purpose by mistake? Or was it something that we targeted a different building, but the missile misfired and went to there instead? That's what we would need to ascertain first. But then in terms of the outcome and what it would mean, if we're just being core level honest here, it's not going to make any difference on anything. Something after the fact could come to the pass, but it sure makes us look bad, whether it was a misfire or a mistargeting, because when you have that many kids killed in a tragic accident right at the beginning, that puts us in a much, much worse position in the public relations war that's also going on.
Let's talk about something else NBC News is reporting. That's that Russia is providing intelligence to Iran on the location of U.S. forces in the region. That's according to four sources who are familiar with the matter. We heard yesterday Iran's foreign minister won't confirm or deny that when he spoke with NBC News. But if it is true, I mean, what could that mean for the war?
I think you need to add China into that same category there, because they have actually been releasing public satellite imagery of American bases and American warships, you know, locations where things are. And the assumption is if they're releasing that publicly, they're probably also giving classified information to Iran as well. And listen, we just have to understand with actions come counteractions and responses. Just like you have hitting oil infrastructure for oil infrastructure, when we are helping Russia's enemy in Ukraine and giving them weapons, ammunition, targeting data, which we give to the Ukrainians to kill Russians, it's not surprising at all that we get some of that in return here. And so this is one of those, you know, things coming back to haunt you that you've been doing. And so now that's just going to make the Iranian side more effective.
Lieutenant Colonel Danny Davis, as always, thank you.